Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
But there is a blessedness in the life of obedience and self-surrender that selfish people can never know. Happiness is not attained by directly aiming at it, but comes as a surprise to those who are living a life in service to Jesus Christ. What is the use of a world of wealth to a man who loses his life in acquiring it? Now, this message is not against money. It is not against possessions, but it is against the want for those things above Jesus Christ. If you want anything in this world more than Jesus, your life will surely end in destruction. And the only thing that is going to produce less of you is more of Him. So if you're looking to get rid of some things in your life that you know habitually have been there, have been pestering you, have been destroying your life, get more of Jesus and get the crap and garbage out of your life. What is the use of a world of wealth to a man who loses his life in acquiring it? The pearl seeker who is drowned at the moment of clutching his priceless gem is supremely a loser, even when he is labeled a gainer. Nothing will compensate a man of making a shipwreck of his life by self-seeking. John D. Rockefeller was once asked this: "How much money is enough, John?" He replied, "A little more. A little more. $340 billion in the bank, and it's not worth a penny to him now. All that money and Mr. Rockefeller could not save his soul. Unique to see that he also died of arteriosclerosis. It's a condition in the medical field that entails the hardening of the heart. Where is your heart hardened today? We gain the only life worth living when we deny ourselves, take up our cross in true faith, and walk in the duty of a true disciple. This faith walk is centered around self-losing. And when you signed up for this faith walk, maybe when you said, Jesus, I commit my life to you, you might not have truly known what that meant. Jesus didn't promise you wealth. In fact, he didn't even promise you health. What he did promise you is to equip you with one tool, and that's called a cross. It's heavy. It's hard to carry. It's burdensome. It tells the whole world that you mean business, but the only way that they can see it is if you suffer and triumph over it through the power of Jesus Christ. So stop trying to polish the exterior of your body, because the only thing that is supposed to be on display is your cross, which is dirty and marked with blood. You can hide behind great pressed church clothes, and you can sing these songs week in and week out and be dying and rotting on the inside. Mark Batterson, he wrote a book called All In. He said, "I'm afraid we've cheapened the gospel by allowing people to buy in without selling out. I wonder if some of us aren't in this same position, that we're willing to go all in as long as it's convenient for us. But as soon as we're pressed and as soon as it becomes inconvenient, I'm out, God. I didn't sign up for this." Well, maybe you missed the memo. Wasn't about you succeeding in life. It was about Christ becoming more and you becoming less. Thank you, brother. I inherited this from my father. My grandpa cried all the time, too. The Bible is explicitly clear that one day the sword will return and point towards Christian heads. When your faith is questioned, and you're put on the spot, will you recant? Will you run? Will you hide? Will you deny Christ? If the gun was aimed at you, would your next words confess your unwavering faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ? Or would it crumble because your faith was not found on the concept of self-denying? To bring it up your street, there's people in your jobs that don't know Jesus Christ. And they also don't know that you know Jesus Christ. Worse yet, there's people in your family that don't know that you know Jesus Christ. What a sin. What a sin to compromise for family relations and save face with your family to deny Christ. It's funny that we don't just believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but we also believe in his soon and coming again. And when Jesus spoke about when he comes again, he says this. He says, two people will be asleep in the same bed, a husband and a wife, enjoying the same things together, doing life together, but one will be taken and the other will be left. Two people will be working at the same mill, doing the same things, working the same job. One will be taken and the other will be left. Jesus Christ, when he was asked about his gospel message, he said, I come to split and turn mother against daughter and father against son. These are strong words from Jesus, but they show us the cost of following him. It means denying everything, including the comfort of your family. I want to share a story very quickly. It just came to my mind. Heath Adamson, he was our national youth director. He spoke at a youth convention some years back. He had this great altar call, and the altars were filled with young people seeking the Lord. He made a call for first-time salvation. If anyone is in here today that would want to believe in Jesus Christ, for them, him to change their life, forgive their sins, put up your hand right now. Hundreds of hands go up all across the auditorium. He was preaching a two-day youth conference, though, and the next day, after service is done and after the lights go down, he sees a young Indian girl sitting in the front row. Says, Heath, I'd like to talk to you for a second. Says, sure, what's going on? He says, hey, I gave my life to the Lord yesterday. And Heath is like, wow, that's great, man. Praise the Lord. That's awesome. Gave her a big hug. She stares at him with a blank look and says, so now what? My family rejected me. You see, they were a Hindu family. They kicked her out of the house at 14 years old. When that girl signed up for her faith walk, she understood. It meant all. It meant everything. Where's your faith today? Where's your heart? Maybe you've been sitting here for 30 years. You still haven't made the decision to be all in for Christ. As we begin to close today, I'd like to share a beautiful piece of poetry. It's affectionately known as The Charge. It's become an anthem for me as a young preacher. It says this, I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, side walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence. I am lifted in prayer and labor and power. My face is set, my gate is fast. My road is narrow, my goal is heaven. My way is rough, My companions are few, but my God is reliable. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, turned back, diluted, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. I will not hesitate in the presence of my adversaries. I will not negotiate at the table of my enemy. And I will not ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I've stayed up, stored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. Stand with me today. I want to give you a question to leave you with. Do I even believe what I say I believe? Do I have true faith? Again, this is the question we all ask ourselves. It's the question that will perfect the image of Christ in us. It's the only goal here today. But not also do I want to give you something for your head. I want to give you something for your heart and for your spirit. I challenge all of you to find a prayer point this week and pray for the church globally at large, because there are people dying every single day for their faith. We know nothing of it, and we turn a deaf ear to it. And there are services that are being held right now around the world that not a word is spoken, not a song is sung out loud, but the Holy Spirit is there. Remind you of the words of 1 Corinthians 12, where it says, if one member of the body suffers, all suffer with it. So bear with the global church at large and suffer with them through prayer this week. Not only something for your hand, or not only something for your head or your heart, but also something for your hand to do. Find something this week and don't do that thing. Here's an action item, right? Deny yourself. Every day we give ourselves what we want, when we want. Some of us live so impulsively that it will be hard for us to deny ourselves our routine cup of coffee in the morning, but instead pray. It seems trite and simple, but how can we ever achieve this badge of true faith if we're not going to take the steps to achieve it? We're going to sing a song called Give Me Faith. Very simple song, and then we'll close this sermon today. But I'd be remiss to not offer this salvation that I just talked about, the one that will save your sin-sick soul. If you're in here today and maybe you've known Christ for a long time and you need to repent, when they sing this song, come to the altars and pray and seek the Lord for a while. But if you have never committed to following Christ, I'm going to ask our prayer partners to come to the front right now and make yourselves available for prayer. Because if you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ, know this. The call to you today is to do that very thing, to give up yourself, to trade everything in for the one thing that matters, your soul. Amen. And if you're worried about all the sin that darkens your past, understand this, all that and more can be redeemed right now.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.